Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. I'm back. It's your girl, Jones, with another episode of Everything Under the Sun. I know you all have been like, girl, where have you been? What have you been doing? I mean, I think I'm back. Well, at least for today. That's all we have is today. Life has been life in y'all, but I'm so excited to finally get a chance to record another episode of Everything Under the Sun. If you are new or you have not listened to this wonderful podcast about just all things wine, love, mom life, just everything. Everything Under the Sun. My name is Jones. I am your host, coming at you all the way from North Carolina. So if you are new, thanks for listening. And if you want to share, please share. I'm on Spotify, Google, Apple. I'm on all those places. So check me out. I'm so glad that you all are here listening to me today. Run my mouth. And you all know I have a wonderful wine of the week. Honey, I have so many wines to share. I've been doing so many wine tastings alone, but I'm back. So I am happy to just share with y'all what's been going on and see what's going on with y'all too. As we are transitioning to the last quarter of the year. Look, quarter, such a teacher, but no, like it's not even 100 days left in the year and it has been so many things going on. So as I steal this moment away, I hope I can just, you know, encourage you today. It's just me, no special guest, but y'all. So I've tried to get back in the habit of recording, get back in the habit of doing, like, you know, motivational things. And it has been tough. Like, the summer was super busy. I don't know about y'all, but fall came in and it was like a breath of fresh air. But it's like, what am I supposed to be doing again? Meditating. Like, it's so many things. It's taking me a while to get the mojo back. So many things I want to talk about. But y'all, if nothing else from this episode, I want you to love on your people. Love on your loved ones. Life is lifing so fast, so hard, like, but we have to make the most of every moment. And y'all know this, you know this already, but sometimes when it is hitting you in the face and you see people around you losing people every day, like struggling with life, I'm just in the phase, I guess this is like a season of just do it. Just do it. Stop putting it off. If you have someone who you need to call that person, text that person. Every single moment is so valuable. It's like, why are we wasting our time on things that don't add value to our life? Life is lifing. It's not stopping for anyone in particular for us to have another moment or another opportunity to do something. So if nothing else from this episode, I want y'all to enjoy every moment. Be intentional about every single moment, every single relationship. If something is not adding value to you or to your life, let it go, right? If it is not just making you a better person, not even better, if it's not making you happy, let it go. Life is too short. And it's not like back in the day where people were passing away at like 80 and 90, you know, like grandparents and things like that. Nah. Every single day from, you know, natural causes. So I just like encourage y'all and encourage myself, honey. Every moment counts. Every single moment. They say like, don't put off today what you could do tomorrow. Baby, tomorrow is literally not promised. So if there is something that you want to do, you wanted to do, you probably should have done, do it today. Plan that thing out. Go ahead and connect with your people that are going to hold you accountable. And it's so crazy because so many people have been calling me out, calling me to the carpet, like, yo, what's going on with your podcast? I haven't heard any episodes. And like my crew, my girls, the people who know, you know what I'm saying? Like how much I do enjoy this space. I think almost every time I talk to them, they're like, what's up with the podcast? I haven't heard any episodes. And it's so awesome to know that my people around me know what brings value to me. They know what makes me happy. And they're calling me out on it. Like, why aren't you taking that time for yourself? Why aren't you pouring into that thing that makes you happy? So I am taking your advice, everyone. And I appreciate y'all. Everyone who is like, yo, stop playing. Especially my bestie. She's been on me about the podcast. My whole sister circle group, like everybody. Huge shout out to Sharonda. She was on another episode that we talked about. That episode was probably hands down one of my favorites. I got 45, but that was one of my favorite episodes. But the other day she was just like, sis, just do it. Like, it's so crazy. And I think in that same day I talked to another person and they were like, what's up with the podcast? So I'm back. It's here. Y'all, just do it. Just do it. So I'm encouraging everyone to get out here, live your life to the fullest. Plan, yes. Prepare, yes. But if it's book that cruise, book that flight, take that nap, honey. Like, let's bring it down a spell. Take that nap, okay? The kids will be okay. If they cry a little bit, it's okay. They'll be fine. Take that nap. Take that drive. Take a sip of that wine, honey, because the wine of the week is so good. Hate to switch gears, but y'all, I have been tasting some amazing wines over the last few weeks. I actually kind of fell back off the wine a little bit just to kind of clear my mind. You all know we need like a social media cleanse, wine cleanse. So I did that for a little bit, again, just to kind of get myself back to a space of calm and to really slow down and be still. Because as everything is happening and it's going on, it's like a tornado. I need to be the eye of my storm. I need to be the still so that everything else can kind of fall into place. Hopefully there won't be a storm, but in real life, that's not going to happen. So as just someone who I am determined to be the captain of my own ship, okay, I'm the captain now. I need to be the calm. Everything else around me could be going hell shot crazy, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And normally it is, but for me, I need to be the calm. And when I'm not the calm, when I'm frazzled, when I'm stressed, when I am just not present, it's an issue for everything else around me. So for those of you who kind of got caught up in the storm, this is your chance. This is your time to just recenter, refocus, you know, refocus and like live it for you. Be the best you. It's so cliche, right? But it's so crazy how all those cliche things can kind of bring you legit out of a space of being stagnant and just on a hamster wheel. And that's whack because life is too short. Because life is going life regardless if you are happy, if you're sad, if you're in it, or if you're not, life is going to life. And so we have to own it. We have to be in control of the things that we can control and get in front of those things that we might not. So that's it, really. Like, it's not a whole long drawn out thing today. That's just been on my heart, on my mind. Life is life, and it's up to you. It's up to you to grab that thing by the ankles and just ride it out. But enjoy every moment. Be intentional about every single thing. Dang, that was like my word when I first started this thing, was being intentional about things that we're doing. And it's still circling back around. Literally, that just hit. I didn't have that written down. But and when the storm is storming, you know, life is life and it's going crazy. You be the eye. You know, this is so insane. But yeah, you be the eye of your storm. And don't get it twisted. Everyone is going through a storm at some point in time in their lives, regardless of what we see, regardless of what we think people are doing and what they have going on. Everyone has a storm, my friend. So don't worry about theirs. Worry about yours. Be focused and be the eye, the calm. But we have to get back there, right? We have to find those things, tap into those things that are going to allow us to be calm. And so, yes, I am stealing this hour and a half, not even, to record, to get back in the swing of things. And really not just because people have been asking me, but because it does make me happy and it does, you know, make me feel like I'm doing something, you know? But even that, like I need to be comfortable not always having to be doing something. I can just sit my butt down. And I think that is really what I needed over the last couple of months, was to sit down, because burnout is real. I just heard that yesterday. I knew that already, but hearing it from other people is like, oh, dang, yeah. But yeah, so I hope I'm back and doing this because it does make me happy. So anywho, we want to go ahead and talk about the wine of the week. Y'all, so I think I'm going to talk about two different wines today. So in the fall, I normally love to drink a heavier wine. It's like warm and it's kind of like sexy, but it's a heavier wine. I definitely love cabs in the fall. Merlots. I'm still on the Merlot might be a little too heavy, but I love Malbecs and cabs, Cabernet Sauvignon during the fall. I love those deep dark reds, those really heavy flavors. And so the wine of the week today is a Napa Valley Quilt. You can actually get this wine from Total Wine. I'm just going to read like a little bio to you all, but it does have a hazelnut, cocoa, blackberry preserves, and notes of dark licorice, strawberry, spice, and vanilla. Someone said that they also tasted a little bit of molasses. This is definitely a full body wine. So you're going to have all of those heavy flavors. There weren't a lot of tannins. So for some, it didn't taste really oaky. Wasn't like super spicy. It was really, really smooth. You guys, it's a twist top. It's a screw top, which is okay. We're getting there. But this wine was so good. Okay. It was so good. And y'all, the alcohol percent was 15%. Okay. So be careful with this one. This one, again, is the Napa Valley Quilt Cabernet Sauvignon. One of the wines of the week. Okay, y'all, since it's been a minute, I have two wines to share with y'all today. So I just talked about the quilt, Napa Valley Quilt, Sauvignon Cab. So I want to talk to y'all about this Brown Estate wine, Black Owned Winery. On the episode that had Ashley talking about wine, I forgot the name of the episode, but anywho, heavy on the wine. Yes, one of my favorite episodes. If you have not listened to that one, please go check it out. It is with Ashley Rawlingson, and she is like so dope. She has her own wine group. She is going to open her own winery. So anywho, check her out. I will put her link in the description box of this episode. But she talked to me about Brown Estate wines. Now, I had heard about Black-owned winery before, but I had never tasted or experienced this wonderful, wonderful wine. Okay. So I picked it up a few weeks ago at Total Wine. Brown Estate Zinfandel. Okay. Now, Zinfandel is a red wine, you guys, served room temp. You definitely want to pair it with steaks, red-based, tomato-based, like pastas will be cool for red wine. Your roast beef for the fall, okay? Another wonderful fall wine for you to taste and drink. I do want to say it was so smooth. It might have been one of the smoothest wines I've ever tasted before, but the Brown Estate Zinfandel, for those of you who like notes of cherries, blueberries, blackberries, cloves, it was so amazing. It did not have a lot of spice on it. So like when you are drinking the wine, sometimes it kind of hits you. You know how Martin and Gina used to on the side of the neck. It didn't hit you like that. It does not hit you like that at all. So those are tannins, though. That little ting is kind of the spice, but you do not taste that with this Zinfandel. So it's not a lot of tannins. It's not very oaky, but I will say it is probably the most smooth I've ever had. So you can get this one from Total Wine, alcohol percent 15.2%. Check it out. Black owned winery, Brown Estate, Zinfandel. That is the wine of the week.
We'll be right back after these messages.
All right, y'all. So before I get out of here, I know we've been talking about how life is lifing and things going on in your life. I do want to shout out a boss mom. Her name is Sierra Dobbs, and she has a wonderful counseling therapeutic service called Pieces to Peace. Let's make peace with your pieces. Sierra has worked with various clients and helping them to get to a place of peace from the pieces that life has given you. So don't go through this thing alone without having someone, a professional, talk to you and help you work through and process some of those thoughts and feelings you have from the things that life presents us. Because we all know life is life. So hit up my girl, Sierra. She specializes in helping with anxiety, depression, family conflict, and relationship issues, honey, amongst a ton of other things that she can help you with. But I will put her information in the description box of this episode. Check out her website, Pieces to Peace, and fill out the referral form, and she will reach out to you. But if you need someone to talk to, we all need someone to talk to. And sometimes we need someone other than like our mom or our best friend or our grandma, honey. So hit up my girl, Sierra Dobbs. She is the boss mommy this week. All right, y'all. So that's it. That's all I have for y'all today. I really just wanted to get back in it, get back into the swing of things. Let y'all know, even though life is lifing, take time, slow it down for you. Be intentional about those things that make you happy. If it does not add value to your life, let it go. Tomorrow is not promised. So I think I'm back. I think I'm going to try to steal my own moments just to record and talk and just woosah. But hopefully you can check out those two wines of the week. Both you can get from Total Wine, the Napa Valley Quilt, and the Brown Estate Zinfandel. Two amazing wines. Hey, y'all, if you have not done something today that makes you happy, do it. If no one has told you they love you today, tell yourself and know that I love you too. So everything under the sun. I'm your host, Jones. Thank y'all so much for listening. Tell a friend, honey. Tell your girlfriend. Say, hey, girl. Nah, check me out, though. Thank y'all for listening. Peace.
Thank you for listening. And make sure that you turn on the notifications so that you don't miss any, and I mean any, of my mom's videos.